This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Obviously, we'll have a bumbleo. One more story from Glasgow that you would not have seen on TV involving a Hollywood A-list star. Radio 1's Danny Howard travels the world DJing, but he's not nearly as high maintenance as some other huge DJs with their diva demands, so we try and change all that. And there's more bangers, and Annie Mack joins us to have a game of Real or No Real. I'm Scott Mills. Hello. You okay, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you.
You good? Yeah, you?
Yeah, not bad. You?
Yeah.
Okay, all the Wednesday stuff coming up. Hello. Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Jason.
Hey, Jason. Where are you?
Just in Tenerife now. Ready to bumble out my sucker.
You're in Tenerife?
Tenerife.
This time of year, we get so many people getting in touch poolside. Just today, I've got messages from Luke and the lads listening by the pool in Magaluf. I've got Sarah and her mates by the pool in Zante getting a tan. I do hope you're using the hotel's Wi-Fi. Remember, it's always the name of the manager and then the year. Every time.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you poolside with a little drink?
I'm actually seaside with a little drink. A very well-known Spanish lager.
And describe the view right now.
Sea, sand, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I tell you what, I'll tweet you a picture.
Yeah, do that.
Also, about half an hour ago, I was by the beach bar and they started playing bumbleo. My flip-flops were absolutely bumbleoed off.
Right, because it's Wednesday. They obviously know, even in Tenerife.
Exactly.
A bit early, though. Don't do it before us. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'll be waiting for it. What time does it start again?
We'll do it just after 2, if that's all right with you.
Brilliant, I'll be listening.
Does that work? Try and get the beach bar to put it on.
Yes, that would be amazing. And then make sure you send us a video of the result. It'd be good to see everyone bumbleing live.
I'll try my best.
And remember, it's absolutely the name of the bar manager and then the year. George, 2017. That was my one in Zante for years. Obviously, it wasn't 2017.
No, but you just update the year. Yeah, I see what you do.
All right, good to speak to you, Jason.
Cheers, Scott. Cheers, Chris.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott
Mills. Danny Howard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. I can't keep up with you, you know.
I can't keep up with you.
You are an international DJ. Isn't it true, Chris? He's here, he's there, he's here.
It's what happens in the summer. We get no sleep, we travel around, spend our lives on planes and in hotel rooms, but I love it.
You love it?
I love it!
You really live up to the stereotype.
When I was on my holidays last week, I got a text from Danny Howard going, hey, why didn't you come to Vegas to see me? Like, it looks good, though.
Because were in LA, it's like an hour.
I saw your Instagram. It looked banging.
It was. It's like probably the biggest dance festival in America. 300,000 people taking over like a big Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Incredible production. Every DJ can think of. And it was hot as well. So hot.
I absolutely love seeing how your career has progressed and seeing you rise right to the top, right? We're obviously
very
proud.
This is your life.
No, it is awesome, mate.
Yeah.
But one thing I often think is if you're not on the lineup for a festival, do you get jealous?
Oh, that's a good question. But I do a bit, yeah. It happened actually recently. I won't name the festival, but my girlfriend and my sisters, they wanted to go and I was at home and they're like, can we go? I was like, no, I am not going. I am not definitely not an hour later in the car on the way to the festival. So I went. It was great though. It was good to experience it like on the other side of the decks, I guess. It was good to do that. Bit of a recce.
But you must be like, oh, actually, I want to be up there.
Yeah, I wouldn't have played that, mate.
Who plays this?
I always get really jealous looking at the lineup in Ibiza just because it's always ridiculous names.
Ibiza is the place, it's like the mecca of dance music. Every big DJ is there at some point in the summer, of course.
Chris, you're like, oh, well, that could be me.
Yeah, it would be a hell of a leap, wouldn't it?
Young Farmers to, and suddenly you're at Amnesia in Ibiza
terrace. Just imagine being on that poster. Ibiza's like Wembley, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like getting to Wembley.
It's like the O2.
You should come over this year. I ask you every year and you're...
I know you do.
Danny, I'll be there.
Yeah, but then we'll just be all like, oh, Danny Howard hangers on.
No.
Which I'll be more than happy to be, by the way.
I'll try and sort you a set.
I've never been to Ibiza.
That's not... Right, don't laugh at Sorry. Chris. Leave it with me.
Right, so what's the next thing in your calendar then?
Hideout Festival. We're going to be there. In fact, I'm flying out tomorrow.
Right.
Do the boat party, then a pool party. And then on Friday, Radio 1 broadcasting live from Croatia, Hideout Festival.
Yeah, so if people don't know Hideout, tell us a bit about it.
So it's alfresco, of course, outdoors, under the sunshine, obviously goes into the nighttime, and it's just full of, well, a lot of UK people going crazy. It's a bit like Ibiza. Imagine Ibiza, but in Croatia, it's like that, and the lineup is incredible, especially what we've got on Friday night. We've got Eats Everything, Scream, Salado.
Sorry, Dusky. Danny, it's the thing is...
Well, these are big names!
They are massive names, but Eats Everything is an amazing name. Right,
it does remind me of when we play the Pete Tong game. Do you know what I mean?
I love the Pete Tong game. I love this game
where Pete Tong reads out a load of DJs, and some of them are real and some of them are fake. I've got a bit here actually.
I'm Pete Tong, back with another 3 hours of the hottest electronic music from around the world. What a way to start. Brand new Tube and Burger with Ruckus. Track 10 from Sash.
Tube and Burger, are they real?
Tube and Burger, yeah, two German DJs. They're good. If you like your sounds deeper.
Oh, was that real?
That's real.
Here's another one.
Let's continue on the weekend. Hot Mix Part 1. Nice 7 and Dirty Channels combined. Brand new and a world exclusive on Crosstown Rebels. This is Feeling.
Thing is, I believe everything that Pete Tong says, even if it's not true.
You have to.
Nice 7 and Dirty Channels, is that real?
Well, Nice 7, definitely. I've never heard of Dirty Channels, but I just assume it is because Pete said it.
Oh, it is real, I've just heard it.
Oh, it is real, okay.
What happens, and I'm not sure if you've ever done this, Danny, if you take Eats Everything to an all-you-can-eat buffet, does the world explode?
Right. Hideout this weekend, you can hear it on Radio 1.
Yeah, 7 p.m, we're going to be live. Myself and B-Traits are going to be there with those special guests. Eats Everything, Scream, Salado and Dusky.
7 p.m, Friday night, with Danny on BBC Radio 1. Right, we're going to break, and then I've got something that I kind of want you... You're so nice, right? You never complain as a DJ, and many of them do. So I've got something for you after this. Wait, okay.
Scott Mills.
Danny Howard's with us. Hi.
Hi.
Now, are you aware of this this Twitter called DJs Complaining?
Yes, and I think I've never featured on it, thank God.
Well, we've checked, and you haven't.
Mm. Okay.
So basically, it's like massive DJs who fly around the world like you, and they're just complaining about flights or hotels because they're probably a bit jet-lagged, they're probably a bit grumpy, but some of them are amazing.
Yeah. Everyone likes a moan, though, right?
Yeah, but generally the things they're moaning about are on another level to us mortals. It's like, mortals. They, you know, when you're complaining about sort of the food on a flight and things like that, like, yeah. I love the food on a plane because I so rarely go on a plane that it's just a treat for me having a meal on a plane.
Yeah, but they're on planes like
they're on
every
planes
other
all the time.
Day.
Yeah.
So it's different. I've got an idea to kind of, I don't know, whether it's not going to raise your profile, Danny, but I'd like you to be like more in the game with these other people.
Oh, you obviously be a bit more
complaining.
A bit more whingy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the thing is as well, it's one of my favourite Twitter accounts, DJs Complaining, but the problem with it is they haven't actually put any new tweets up since 2016.
Oh, they're slacking off a bit then.
It's like they've stopped doing it, which is really frustrating because they were really good to follow.
I used to really, really enjoy them because there's some ridiculously over-the-top complaints on there, which I'm going to play to you now. These are real ones, okay? See, you're quite low maintenance. So I think, here's the idea. To get them tweeting again, let's make up a really over-the-top one from you.
Okay,
would you be up for tweeting this?
Okay,
we can write it.
Okay.
You need some examples. Here's some ones from the past, from DJs Complaining Twitter.
How come I can't use a BA lounge in Washington Airport when I'm a gold / emerald member and I'm flying One World?
Do you know who that was?
Go on.
Eats Everything.
What's it?
Not happy.
I'll have to have a word with him on Friday.
Yeah. Just wanted to use the lounge in Washington. What's wrong with that?
I do like the people that take to Twitter as well because they know they'll get a response from the company. Mr. Jam did it recently,
I saw that too.
What did he do?
Oh, he just called out one of these staff members on the plane, a bit rude. I think he was overtired.
He does a feature on his Twitter, legroom cam.
He does.
Every summer. Uh-huh. And luckily, it looks like it's been all right for him so far.
Thank God. But you don't want that wrath.
Oh, no.
No, but he's getting more legroom because he's getting crazy. Thinner, isn't he?
He is getting thinner. Right, here's another one from a DJ just whinging.
There's something degrading about ordering room service twice in one day.
How degrading!
That's Zomboy there.
Degrading, though. Scott, I wonder if you can read this one in your angriest voice.
Oh, no, who's this?
It's a tweet on DJs Complaining that I've just been made aware of.
Okay, show it to me.
I think you're the best voice for it, considering you wrote the tweet.
Oh, no, it's me!
Oh! Go on, then. Angry
voice.
Tables
have turned.
Oh my God, if the man on this train sniffs and swallows his snot one more time, I'm going to heave. That was me in 2014. I mean, that is disgusting, though.
Stop sneezing.
So you're too nice. You're too low maintenance.
I know. I need to up my game.
Here's one more.
Half the artists I want to see at Coachella are on the same time as me.
Hey, you're playing Coachella.
Who was that?
The struggle.
Who was that?
That's Dr. P.
Oh, yeah, of course. I thought it was going to be... Oh, no. I can't mention names.
Who did you think it was going to be?
I was going to say Duke Dumont.
Oh, okay. Starting a bit of DJ beef, which I'm enjoying.
Is the Duke
complainer? He's a friend, but I just know he likes to moan every now and then.
Now, what can we write for Danny that's really going to get DJs complaining, like, thirsty for it?
Yeah, we need them to like this one so much that they activate the Twitter account again. Yeah.
I would love to relaunch DJs complaining.
Yeah, because hopefully if it's good enough, they'll take the bait and they will retweet you. Maybe we could, like, put this out there. Like, let us know, what do you think is going to get their interest and they'll retweet Danny Howard?
Mm. And do you promise your tweet it, Danny?
It depends. Yeah. I'll do it.
Just remember, it's not real. It's just for the purposes of this, just to see if we can get DJs complaining going again.
Come on. I like a challenge.
Imagine you've just got a really privileged life and then take
it
from there.
And then start complaining about it.
Yeah. Let us know. 81199. All right, Danny. 7 p.m. Hideout, Croatia, Radio 1, Friday night.
Yes.
What we'll do is we'll collate some of the best complaints.
Okay.
And then when you're gone, we'll send it to you. We'll text you, all right?
Yeah.
And then you tweet it out.
Okay, deal.
All right?
Deal.
Awesome.
I hope this works.
I do too. I really want them to start again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Okay, so just think about being a really rich and famous DJ. You've got a private jet. Complaining about food, staff, hotel. Let me know.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, complaining about 5-star hotels is always good. Can't get a decent one around here. Where's the 6-star? That's from Ray.
I really like some of these as well, especially when you connect them with Danny Howard, because they're nothing like what he would say, but it's great to associate him with these sort of DJs complaining tweets.
Yeah, he's so normal. Hannah in Aberystwyth. Complain that the seat fabrics of your private jet aren't vegan.
I really like the idea of Danny complaining, literally cannot handle it when the plane runs out of lobster and I have to have the fillet steak.
Yeah. Or also, maybe he could complain about the thickness of the toilet roll in the
yes,
hotel.
Yes, that's good.
One ply I wanted four.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Okay, so we had Danny Howard in it earlier. We're trying to get this website, which is full of really famous DJs, like club DJs, festival DJs from around the world, complaining about things like hotels, flights, why wasn't their car there on time, members of staff. What have we come up with? What is the one that Danny Howard's going to send from his Twitter?
Okay, the one he's going to send, although he hasn't done it yet, but I'm looking forward to it popping up. And when it does, we all need to retweet and, you know, at DJs complaining into it.
Yeah, so if you're on Twitter, keep looking at Danny Howard, okay? So we need loads of retweets on this, because people will think that he's an absolute diva, and when in reality, he's like one of the most normal blokes
I
know.
He is. We had hundreds of messages in suggesting them, Scott. We've combined two of our favourites.
Okay, so this is from two different people, yeah.
Yeah. So the tweet is going to read, "Hate when the private jet runs out of lobster and you have to have fillet steak. And lavender pillows, I wanted chamomile."
Oh, that is perfect. Okay, let's wait for Danny to tweet it and then let's all get involved. The dream is to be retweeted by the incredible DJs complaining Twitter. They've not tweeted since 2016.
Scott Mills.
My mate today rang me first thing. He was like, "Ed Sheeran, 22nd of June. I'm like, "Mate, it's the 28th. He's like, "No, next year." I was like, "Oh, okay, I'm back to sleep." Galway girl on Radio 1. This is Scott. Wow, some of the replies that Danny Howard's getting to his diva-ish tweet are incredible. It's giving me life.
What's great about a tweet like that as well is it will lose the context. Like, we all know, and everyone listening right now know, that this was a bit of a joke, but now it's had something like 300 retweets.
Yeah, and some people aren't listening and they're like, "Oh, Danny Howard's changed. Yeah. What's happened to him?"
Yeah, like Reese on his Twitter there. "Wow, you've changed."
Yeah. "Mate, you used to be normal." It's one of my favourites.
This is so good.
I know what you mean, mate. "Hate lavender pillows, the worst." This is great.
Oh, here we go.
It's on. Danny Howard there. Describing dance music on Radio 4. Who remembers this from the Live Lounge? "My mind's telling me no." Big Nasty. "But my body's
telling me yes. Baby, I don't wanna hurt nobody, but there's something I must confess."
best.
Sky News.
Hello again. We're live from the Glasgow Science Centre talking to all the party leaders north of the border. And joining us in our studio now is the leader of Scottish Labour, Kezia Dugdale. Yes.
24 hours in A&E.
God, that must be quite strong.
I've done like most of the work myself.
He's a big boy, 6'6", stuck on some railings with two ladies in lycra sort of pulling him off.
Foo Fighters at Glastonbury.
Did any of your family see this?
Yes, so mum and dad saw it. They didn't see it live though, but they were quickly briefed. And then I rang them as well to say, oh, it's gone a bit viral.
It's trying to get good. I see a naked guy. This one's for him. It's got my hero.
Stefan Powell.
At this year's London Marathon, when runners reach the water stations around the course, they'll also be able to grab pots of lube and bottles of baby oil.
This is you last week.
This is me last week.
Por mi vida yo la prefiero viva así. Bambaleo, bambaleo. Por mi vida yo la prefiero viva así.
Still not as hard as Despacito though, is it?
Amor de comprenda, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Pots of lube.
Let's go, let's go.
Come on then. Natalie in Bedford. You're first on today. If you're having a midweek slump, get up and dance around. Make you feel better. It's Bumbleo Wednesday. Dan in Madeley is bumbleoing away while cooking spaghetti on toast. Not really cooking, but I'll let you have it. Being cornered by a gang of German cockroaches in my wine cellar in central London. That's Bernard.
Wow. Is that a DJ complaining?
Can't be true. And Alfie bumbleoing in his tractor with his dog. He's glad it's halfway through the week.
Bumbleo.
Big shout out to Connor and the boys bumbling all the way in Ibiza right now. Lads, lads, lads.
Lads, lads. Defo need a bit of motivation for work. I'm sat in a car park in Cambridge right now, says Zoe. Someone bumbleo prematurely there because I played your clip.
Yes.
Mate, your
that
clip.
Was my clip.
Bumbleing all the way down the M6 to Cambridge from Manchester. I love you, Bex. Oh, here we go.
Clappy bit.
40 days.
Any more? Bob's delivering beer in Hampshire. Matty H. Bumbleing like mad in his tractor in a mildly moist Cornwall. Can you not? Yes to the Bumbleo Gap featuring Big Nasty in the Live Lounge doing Bump and Grind. One of my favourites.
Kay Anderson on Twitter bumbleing in an empty waiting room at work right now. I can only imagine what that looks like. That is cool.
Ollie bumbleoing in his wagon in the rain, and Rosie and Jim bumbleoing.
Yeah, shout out Rosie and
in the
Jim.
Car on lunch.
See.
And
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, where are we at on bangers? Remind.
You're 2-0 up.
Yes, I am.
Need today. Otherwise, you're going to win this week outright, and it's not good. And to be honest with you, I deserve better from this week. Yesterday, I was robbed. Today, if mine doesn't get chosen, honestly, Scott, I don't know what I can do.
We do this every day at 2:40. I pick an amazing song. Chris picks an incredible anthem. One of you comes on and decides what gets played. It's completely out of our control. I don't know what he's picked. He doesn't know what I've picked. Hello, Indy.
Hello.
Where are you right now?
I am in Wells Ecstasy in Norfolk.
Where Ecstasy in Norfolk?
Wells next to the sea.
Oh, next to the sea, okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay, hun. And what are you doing there?
Not a lot, trying to dry off.
Have you been in the sea?
No, just been outside in the rain all day.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right, are you on holiday? Are you working? What are you doing?
No, I work as a riding instructor, so I've been outside this morning looking after the horses.
Ah, the horses. I love it when we have some equine people on.
Mm. Are you on horseback right now?
Sadly not.
That's what's good.
Although that would have been quite good.
It would have been awesome, yeah. Having a bangers call live from a horse.
Next time you call us, can you be on horse, please?
Yeah, I'll try my best.
Have you got one or several?
I've got several.
Oh, someone's doing well.
Do you know all their names?
Yeah, I've got one called Go-Go.
Okay. It's not that funny, but yeah, okay. And what are the others?
Go-Go Hadid.
Echo, Mickey.
I just can't remember the names.
Yeah. Who's the advisor?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that your friend in the background?
Yeah, I've got a friend in the background.
Oh, OK, I thought you were a horse whisperer for a second.
I thought it was another horse whispering the names of the others because you forgot. OK, here's what I've got for you on Bangers today, Indy. Here we go. Try to take it slow, but we're still losing control. It's good.
It's all right.
Very good.
Oh, no. Do you know what? Indy,
shut up, Black Eyed Peas.
My choice is so good, but I'm worried you're not going to like it, Indy. But you really should pick my banger choice today because it's so good and it's this.
Oh, this is going to send the horses right off.
This is Pendulum Slam. I'm not sure, really, if this is the kind of music that your horses will be into, but Indy, you've got to pick me today. There'll be an uproar.
Don't beg
if
it.
If you don't pick me today on bangers.
Beggar.
Uproar.
PC Banger trying to stop a robbery.
Okay, Indy, it's in your hands.
I'm really sorry, I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Yes! Yes!
Shut up, just
walking, baby.
This is mad. It's mad. Bad song.
It's not.
Listen to the words. I just feel for United Kingdom because for me, it's like if you know that you've got a song like Pendulum Slam, you turn the radio up, you get prepared, your body is ready for it.
Can't get anywhere near my mentions.
I knew. Do you know
my mentions are going off.
I knew as soon as they said Indy on line two or whatever it was, I was like, oh no. No, this doesn't sound right because I knew you'd go for something like this.
I mean, to be fair, even I'm surprised that got picked. But yes, 3-0 to me. Cheers. Cheers, Indy. One. Right, video's out for this.
Oh.
Dropped last night. It's got everything. It's got Katy Perry lying down in a field. Next to what looked like some stinging nettles, so be careful, love. There's Pharrell on a boat. There's Big Sean in a chair. There's some dancing parakeets. Like I said, everything 100% summer.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Ellie off Nuneaton, who says, been meaning to ask, Scott, has anyone ever told you you look like a short-haired version of the lead singer of the Amazons? I have noticed that. I've got a few people saying that. I've got one of those faces. See also, in some pictures, Jeremy Kyle, Katy Perry without makeup, and, of course, Ellen DeGeneres.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Do you know what? I thought we'd heard all the Glastonbury stories by now, because we're nearly a week on. Not the ones that you saw on TV. I mean, the ones that happened off camera to our listeners. Someone else has got in touch with another one.
You're joking. Not another one?
Another one. Hi, Ethan.
Oh, hello.
You right?
I'm great, thank you.
What happened to you? Who did you meet?
I met Margot Robbie, the actress, and she's got a nickname for me.
Margot Robbie!
Yeah.
She's so cool.
We've met her before on the show because she did Playground Insults with Will Smith, in fact.
Wolf of Wall Street, Margot Robbie.
Yes, Margot Robbie, Wolf of Wall Street, Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie.
Right, okay, so you met her, and she also has a nickname for you.
Yeah, I am now known as Gorilla Bear Man.
Why?
So I decided I would be on my own quite a lot at Glastonbury and I would need a bit of an icebreaker to talk to strangers and came up with the line, what would win in a fight between a gorilla and a bear? And found out it really divides people.
Okay, and you asked this to Margot Robbie?
Well, yeah, so I saw her and said to my friend, I'm going to go ask her, and he knew exactly what I was going to say. She was with a group of friends, and I went, I've got a serious question for you guys. What would win between a gorilla and a bear in a fight?
I'm sure she loved that.
Her friend immediately replied, gorilla, which Margot Robbie was like, how did you come up with that straight away? And people are passionate about it, so it's one of those things.
Right.
Everyone's got an opinion.
This is a bit like what we did recently on the show a couple of weeks ago, where we were talking about what's your opening line on Tinder or any of the other dating apps. Because generally it's like, hi, how are you? Or, hey, if you say something like this, or even set them a puzzle, get some thinking, get some a lot more interested.
What I really like about it is that instantly they're thinking about a gorilla fighting a bear. You can't not think that. And that's just, for me, that's just really, really gets me.
It does put the image in their head, but I do find it slightly strange that, am I right in thinking that you were trying to chat Margot Robbie up? Is that what you were doing?
Maybe chat up's the wrong word. Maybe a friend I would settle for.
Okay.
But yeah, the group.
You get one chance with people like that, you know? You get one chance, Scott. Why would you use that line?
It's memorable. She remembered me the next day.
What? You saw her again?
Yeah, so we were at Clean Bandit and she was dancing next to me. I said to my friend, wow, it's Margot Robbie.
Again. Also, Glastonbury's a massive place. The chances of you seeing her twice are quite slim.
I know, I don't think I even saw normal people twice.
No, you wouldn't. It's like, it's hard to find your friends, let alone Margot Robbie twice.
I know, so I went over to her and said, have you got a final decision?
Oh, God, you're still continuing with this a day later.
Yeah. Well, that's how she turned around and went, hey, it's Gorilla Bear Guy!
Oh, okay, so she did remember.
Yeah, so which blew my mind. Like, who remembers a random guy from the festival? And that is why, the line.
I've just got the article up from the Whaley Whale online, and, yeah, she was wearing loads of different wigs, so it definitely was her, I think.
But I was so certain it was her, and then she said, oh, you have such a good memory. And I was like, no, you're kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
I definitely remember you.
Yeah, I've got her here in all sorts. So she's got like a black baseball cap with dark hair. Then she's got like a purple wig and neon glasses.
She had all the disguises, though, but she didn't fool you once.
Was she with Cara Delevingne at the time as well?
Well, if she was, then I definitely missed her.
Oh, well, hang on.
Yeah.
So maybe you asked the bear question. You said she had a friend, right?
She had a group of Australian girls and then a couple of girls from London. Wow, I wonder what she said.
Well, no, I think you may have asked her. I think this is the point. You may have asked her what would win in a fight between a gorilla and a bear.
I'm saying she's Team Gorilla.
Yeah, well, it's good
to know that.
Your moment's wise.
I'm really pleased that I know that.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Annie Mack.
Hey, Scott Mills.
I got major FOMO from your Instagram stories from Glastonbury.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, it never struck me that you would be the type of guy that would love to go to Glastonbury and, like, get stuck in.
I have been a couple of times, but just from, like, your experience of it just looked incredible.
Yeah, I had a really good time.
Yeah, it looks like it. You could just tell from the screen that you're having a good time.
It was highly charged. Lots of eventful things went on.
Do you know as well, like, across iPlayer and the TV, like, more people watched it than ever before. Like, over 20 million people over the weekend watched.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is more than they've ever had.
Well, I got home on Saturday and then I just watched it for the rest of the weekend. I mean, I think you can have a wonderful Glastonbury experience just through the BBC television coverage.
Yeah, like, it's so good.
It's so thorough.
Yeah.
You see 10 times more than you would if you were at the festival.
Yeah, because you got to walk everywhere.
Yeah.
It's miles.
Yeah, it's so great. So,
to be fair, I think your set on Friday, which you can see on iPlayer as well, is amazing for sort of getting ready for a night out as well. Do you know if you've got mates over, you can just whack it on?
Yeah.
And your set was, like, I'm not just saying it, it was amazing. The fact you bring out a gospel choir.
Yes!
Like, that is the coolest thing.
Okay, so basically, it's my dream to be in a gospel choir.
Same.
But I will never be in one.
No, yeah. Same.
So this is the closest I can get.
We did this on the show, like, years ago. Like, we both would like, I mean, it's the dream to be in gospel choir.
Yeah.
We're not ever going to do it because we can't sing.
No, we can't. But, I mean, this was, I felt like I was in it up there, you know? And
it's so powerful.
It was so wonderful.
How was the set?
I nearly
for you?
Didn't make it to the set, though. You know
what?
That? So I came off air at 10 o'clock on the Friday night from a broadcast truck backstage at Glastonbury, and they'd arranged for me to get a car from there to the John Peel stage so that I would not miss my set. But the way it is at Glastonbury is that all the security guards are kind of, everyone has a different set of Pass. Rules.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So we were told that we had to leave the festival in order to get back into the festival to go to the John Peel tent. So we were literally out on the road, and my tour manager was calling me going, "Where the bleep are you? You can't be on in 10 minutes." And I'm like,
"That's amazing. I've just left the site.
Just left red gate red A.
It was stress. So stressful.
Yeah.
Hey, do you feel like you've got properly kind of stuck back into your show now? It's like you never left.
I literally feel like I never left. Those 5.5 months did not exist. Yeah. Well, they must have, but it's so good to be back. I love it. I'm in the rhythm of it again.
And you've got exciting times coming up as well.
Yeah, really good times. We've got Josh Homme is going to be co-hosting the show for us on Thursday. He's the lead singer of Queens of Stone Age. He's an actual real life rock star. He's got a real presence. We've got some good times coming up.
Okay. Annie Mac, 7 p.m. Monday, Friday on BBC Radio 1. We're going to play Real or No Real now. Is this a true fact?
A news agent that was under threat of legal action for being called Singsbury's has changed its name to Morrissings.
I love, hairdressers that have, amazing pun names. It's my favourite thing.
Yeah. We do this quite a bit on the show. We call some businesses that we really like the name of.
Yeah.
Because there are some quirky ones.
There's some great, like Granny Wobbly's Fudge Pantry.
Yeah.
Is that a cafe?
It's just a great name.
Granny, it sounds like a DJ at Glastonbury.
That could be that Glastonbury game we did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that was incredible.
But you've got kebab places like Jason Donovan.
Yeah. Here's when we phoned a company. We weren't expecting this.
Good afternoon, the hand job. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I'm really sorry. Could you please repeat the name of your business, please?
The hand job.
Yeah. It's a real company,
wow.
That. Yeah.
Car wash.
That's
car wash.
Incredible.
So is there a supermarket called Singsbury's, or a newsagent called Singsbury's, and they changed their name because of threatened legal action to Morrissings? If true, this is an absolute genius
thing. I want it to be true. I'm willing it to be true. I say true.
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
You're going real? Both going real. Okay.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. So, proprietor Jel Singh Nagra from North Tyneside took down his Singsbury sign as he was accused of copyright infringement by the supermarket of the similar name. But locals to his store encouraged him to come up with another good name instead. The sign is brilliant because it's even got, like, the M.
Yeah. How does he think the same thing is not going to happen to him now?
No, apparently Morrisons are happy for him to use the new name. He said a lot of customers come in here for the banter more than the actual service. So now in North Tyneside, there is Morrissings. I'm glad that he was allowed to keep it.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
I really, really like that we managed to track down earlier in the week the guy that got completely naked and was on TV during the Foo Fighters.
I saw him!
Yeah, he was on the show earlier this week.
Oh my God.
Only interview he's done in the world, and he was...
exclusive.
Absolutely exclusive.
Naked boy from Foo Fighters. Hey, I interviewed Dave Grohl last week on my show, and he told me that the biggest pop star in the world is on the Foo Fighters album.
I heard this on... Yes, I heard
the
this.
The biggest pop star in the world.
And everyone was sort of debating who it is.
For some reason, I just presumed that would be a woman, so I was thinking Beyonce, Adele.
Yeah.
But it could be a boy or a man.
Bieber.
Could be Beat?
No.
No.
No, but wasn't there something in the same manager or same writer? You were saying
yeah,
this.
Yeah, so Greg
the same
Kirsten,
writer.
Who produced Adele's record.
Adele, yeah.
I think it's... Yeah.
That's fascinating. Yeah, I can't wait to see who that is.
Tell me about your hottest record in the world tonight, please.
We have Mora Massa in collaboration with Christine and the Queens. So that is a world exclusive.
Tonight from 7. If you want, seriously, if you want a feast of new music hosted by a DJ who has complete passion for it, you need Annie Mac in your life, 7 p.m. Monday to Friday on BBC Radio 1.
I really like
1.
That food analogy as well.
Thank
Scott.
You.
I love anything. Your food analogies are good.
Here's your final fact on Real or No Real. Is this real?
The words roundabout, serviceman, and viewer were invented by the BBC in the 1930s.
Eh?
Mm.
So these are, apparently, if true, words that the BBC invented for things.
Well, the BBC has created a lot of new words.
Okay, let's talk about that. What words?
Well, for example, Scott, what have you brought to the table in terms of words you've created? Off of,
which I say regularly, actually.
Yeah.
Did the word mini mix exist in the world?
I don't know.
Before?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, bye. I think that was.
That's more of a phrase.
It's just a phrase, Chris. I can't really take that as my own.
Take it.
I'm just thinking of your catchphrases, really, and seeing what you've bought to the BBC. But then
Hun,
people do use
Hun
it.
That Hun thing.
Yeah. Hun, yeah,
that is a proper Radio 1 thing.
It really is.
That really, and that's become a thing.
Yes.
These are all words that are now in the dictionary. Do you know who loves the dictionary, by the way?
Go on.
Gemma Collins.
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be, like, promoting the dictionary anyway because, like, it is such an amazing, like, historical British thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Gemma. So, the words roundabout, servicemen and viewer invented by the dear... beloved BBC in the 1930s. Can this be real?
Okay, so I think servicemen could be real, actually, because if you're a broadcaster and you're looking for ways to describe, you know, the people who
are in the military.
Yeah, or yeah, I think that you could make that up as a word.
And a viewer, because you would have been one of the first viewers to watch
the television.
Yeah, because there wouldn't have been any viewers.
Exactly. Roundabout.
Roundabout's weird, yeah.
I don't know about that one.
But as I said, these were sort of early on. Then, you know, people like Scott and yourself, probably, Annie, have brought words, new words there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what new words you've brought, Annie. I don't think ours are as influential.
No. But can this be real, Chris?
I'm going to go real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one's real.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Honestly, we have not made this up. In 1935, there was a crisis over what word the BBC would use to describe people who watched television, as television sets were only just starting to arrive in people's front rooms. Other options were glancer, televist, aura looker, and optovisor.
Whoa.
It was decided by a subcommittee on words at the BBC.
Of course it was. Of course it was.
Who also decided on what language the BBC could use across the service. They changed gyratory circus to roundabout and invented the word serviceman to describe people working in the armed forces. Unluckily, they didn't have luck changing the name traffic lights to stop and goes or, for Christmas festivities, eulery.
Right.
They didn't make it. Wow. And we have Nick Kapoor on Twitter to thank for that history lesson.
Thank you, Nick.
Interesting.
I feel more educated.
Me too.
Sometimes, and only sometimes, you can feel a bit educated in Real or No Real.
From this show.
Oh, yeah, not often. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
Okay, I got 20, Annie. Sorry, you lost. You got 10.
Oh,
but then you were like one of the headlines at Glastonbury. So.
Who's the
real winner, really?
Are you going to be using your gospel choir anymore, or is this the one-off?
Watch this space.
Oh!
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Annie Mac, tonight from 7 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. And don't forget, it's the Muramasa and Christina the Queen's hottest record. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.